Whatever comes your way, personal, family, financial, or healing, what is the first thing you need to do? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she teaches how to receive anything supernaturally from God.
Let's look at Mark 11 and look at verse 22. Jesus is speaking, of course, and he says, have faith in God. So is faith an option? No, it's not an option. You know, some people think that faith is like a movement that you can take or leave. But if you're going to receive anything supernaturally from God over the long haul, you might receive a few things here and there, just the mercy of God. But God expects us to believe him. He expects us to have faith in him. He expects us to go to the Word, find out what he wants, what he says, and to do it. To have faith in the Word, to have faith in him, and to believe it. Now, Jesus said, have faith in God. He didn't say if it's easy. He didn't say if you want to. He didn't say if you have a background for faith. No, he just said do it. Believe God, in other words. So whatever comes our way, whether it's personal, national, family, whatever it is, we have to take hold of our deliverance by faith. What does that mean? That means we go to the Word, we find out what the Word says about the situation, we take that Word, we put it in our eyes, in our ears, it gets down in our heart, and it comes out our mouth. And we begin, out our mouth, we begin to say words. Let's just say that it's financial. We need financial help. Out of our mouth, we begin to say that we have it. We find the scriptures like God meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We find the scripture on the blessings of the tither and whatever pertains to us where money's concerned. We put those words in our eyes, in our ears. We get it in our heart until when it comes out our mouth, it's backed by faith. Now, you might start saying it at first and you think, I'm just saying this. I'm just confessing this, but I don't really have any faith. Well, you keep going toward it. You keep feeding. You keep putting scriptures in. If it's about money, you keep putting blessing scriptures in about your finances. And you stay with it. If you need a job, you put that in your mouth. I believe I receive my job. And then the devil will come and, you know, we can't get rid of him yet, but we can manage him. We can cast him out. We don't have to listen to him. He's still loose. And if you don't deal with him, he'll be talking to you all the time. But we have to take hold of the Word of God and resist every thought of doubt that comes to us that tells us we don't have what we're believing for. And we say what we believe from the Word of God. Amen. So you're not going to be a faith person and you're not going to get great results unless you're really diligent. But you know, it's easy. I think it might be easier to be diligent when you're desperate than not to be. When we began to learn about faith, we just didn't have anything. And we needed everything. And Ken had just been called into the ministry. So we actually didn't even have a job. But you know what? We did begin to hear about faith and we began to take hold. And things worked for us, a piece at a time. And it took patience. So we call faith and patience the power twins. If you just have faith without patience, your faith will quit. But if you have faith with patience, you can get any answer. You can get your healing. You can get your finances, you can get your family in. Whatever it is you're believing for, you can get it. Faith and patience. So Jesus said, have faith in God. That wasn't optional. For verily I say, or I'm telling you the truth, that whosoever, we know that would be me and you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, that was one of the first things I learned about faith, was that things was plural. And I saw that it's not just what I say when I'm believing for something specific. Or what we say when we're in prayer. But it's what we continually say that is our faith speaking. So at church, you might have a prayer request. You might ask, let's say you're believing for a job and you ask the other people to believe with you for a job, and you believe you received it when you prayed, and then you left church, you went home, and you begin to say, you and your wife begin to talk, and you begin to say, well, I don't know what we're going to do. There's just not any jobs out there. Well, what happened to your faith? Well, your faith got left at church. Or either you didn't have any faith or you just went through the motions. So faith takes hold of things and it keeps it. Glory to God. Faith hangs on to what it's believing for until the answer comes. Now, if everybody around us and ourselves, if we were just doing the will of God and not making any mistakes, and nobody else around us was making mistakes, everybody we knew listened to the Lord and acted on what they said, it wouldn't take long to get things done. But we're not all like that. We're not all perfect. We want to give up and we want to start saying, I don't guess it's working for me. Or maybe you're believing God for money. God speaks to somebody to give you some money. And they say, that must have been the devil. God wouldn't want me to do that. I need that money. That's who God calls on a lot of times to do things, are people that need to receive back 100-fold. He doesn't just call on wealthy people. He calls on people, and a lot of times the person he calls on to give or help somebody else needs more help than the person he's giving to. So what's God's motive in that? Well, he's trying to get you to give so that you can receive back multiple fold. So God's always got our good at heart. And if he tells us to give, and if he tells us to give sacrificially, which we've all done before, if he tells us to give something we think we can't really give, what's he doing? He's setting us up for a return. But if you don't know that, you chicken out and you don't want to do it. So, and that's the way it is also when you're when with finances, you have to be blessed, you have to be a tither. I mean, that's not optional. If you want God in on your deal, that's the way you get him in on it. You make him a partner with you. And you do what the Bible says about tithing. We never prospered until we began to tithe. And when we started tithing, we thought we needed it more than God did. I know none of you have been that carnally minded, but we didn't have much. We were believing God for grocery money. But we did it. We did it. Glory to God. And things began to work better for us. God, when you give God honor with your money, you're opening the door for him to come in there. God's not like the devil. The devil's a thief. He's a liar. He's not fair. But God goes where he's invited, where he's wanted. And so tithing is a big thing where your finances are concerned. And I would encourage you, even if you think you can't afford it, to become a tither. And you just say, do what we all, a lot of us had to do, was say, okay, God, I'm gonna worship you with my tithe regardless. And it looked like we couldn't do it. And how many of you had that experience? You started tithing when it looked like you'd be better off not to in the natural, see? Why is God calling on you to do that? Because you are in the natural in areas and you needed help. And he needs a way in. He's not like the devil. He won't force his way in. So we give him our first and our best, and we let him come in on the rest. I've never said that before, but somebody write that down. That rhymes. We give him our first and our best, and we let him come in on the rest. Hallelujah. I like that. Y'all write that down for me and give it to me, somebody on the staff. I got that. And that's exactly right. That's exactly what happens. So I want to encourage you, if you've never taken the plunge, to just go for it. So this scripture, Jesus said, have faith in God. And then he talked about saying, he said, I say to you that whosoever, that would be you and me for sure, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass. So in consistency lies the power. You believe, you become a believer in the fact that what I say is what I'm opening the door to in my life. What I say, believe in my heart and say with my mouth, is opening the door to good, to bad, to abundance, to lack, to healing, to sickness. And you get a grip on that, you'll quit saying what you don't want to come to pass. Amen? And so faith works by believing in the heart and saying with the mouth, and not doubting in the heart and not doubting in the mouth. Amen? So you can't talk unbelief and doubt and lack, you know, 5 or 6 days a week at work, and then go to church on Sunday and expect your faith to just pop open your need there. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to get into an area, or I should say we get to get into an area to where we walk by faith, we trust God, we believe God. We stand on the Word of God. We go to financial scriptures for increase. We go to healing scriptures for healing. And we put those in our eyes, in our ears, and in our mouth. And we believe we receive when we pray our money needs met, our healing manifest, and we take hold. We would call that in faith talk taking hold of our answer. Faith takes hold, hallelujah. Faith takes, glory to God. Faith receives, faith takes, faith keeps. Bless the Lord. And so we have a lifestyle of that. We just make that a lifestyle. Faith is our lifestyle. Now, Ken and I have been walking in it a long time. It gets easier as you go, but it's still a challenge. Some things are still a challenge. You still have to, if you have a symptom in your body, you still have to stand until it's gone. If financial things begin to slow down, you still have to stand until they pick up. You can't quit and join the recession, join the depression. Who wants to join that? No. You stay strong and you do what the Lord says. So we speak to the problem, to the mountain, and we tell it to get out. Lack, you go in the name of Jesus. Sickness, you go in the name of Jesus. Satan, you go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. You say it with your mouth and you do not doubt in your heart. When you stand praying, you do these things. It says, he shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, which things, plural things, those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, Jesus said, so I'm saying this to you. I'm telling you this. Because of that, I say this. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So when do you receive them? When you pray. Not when they're manifest. You receive them when you prayed. And now all in faith and all of heaven is going to work to bring to pass what you believed you received. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that word receive in the Greek is to take. It's to take. So we're not talking about something that's just, you know, inactive or docile or, you know, we're just not talking about, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. We're not talking about that. That's a good prayer. But if you need rent, you better pray for money. Amen. If you need healing, you better pray for healing. So what do you do when you pray? You take it. You take it when you pray. That's what that word means in the Greek, receive. You take it. So taking by faith means you go into action. You get into gear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You take it when you pray, and from then on, as far as you're concerned, you have it. It's mine. It belongs to me. I have it. A week goes by. What happens? You still have it. You're still talking strong. A month goes by. What happens? You're still talking strong. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, the day will come when it is manifest in your life. If you'll take it and keep it until it comes. Hallelujah. You know, some people, they've been messing up their lives for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Get born again, and they want God to straighten all that out in 24 hours. Well, it might take just, he might do it, but then it might take just a little bit longer to get all the things straightened out. Amen. But the key thing that we have to realize is it will come to pass. It will come to pass. We believe we receive it when we pray. We take it. It will come to pass. Say, it will come to pass. What I'm believing for in faith will come to pass. I have it. I'm not going to have it. I've believed I've received it. And I have it now. To the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Order our newest Lifeline kit, Building Relationships That Last, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, available now for just $19.99. Start building strong, rewarding, godly relationships with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Building Relationships That Last Lifeline kit online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call our toll-free number, or you can write to us. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
KCM partners Jim and Tina Grounds live in Duncan, Oklahoma, where they actively serve the community, minister, and pastor a local church with a loving and growing congregation.
We have a small inner city ministry and do a lot of street ministry and working with people that don't feel comfortable in a lot of other churches. Our church is really very different.
A lot of the people in our church are recovering drug addicts or alcoholics, and so we just reach out to them and show them the love of God and bring them to an understanding of not only the love of Jesus, but that they have a purpose, because many of them don't think they do.
We have a lot of giving people that have come from the streets themselves. In fact, honestly, that's where we came from drugs and alcohol, and God had delivered us. And we know where they're coming from, and we know what they've been through.
At the age of 50, Jim suffered a serious heart attack. And faced with his own mortality, he knew that it was time to rededicate his life to Jesus. Jim and Tina prayed for salvation, health, and complete restoration. During the next year, they grew in faith, and Jim began to heal. The doctors confirmed that he did not need surgery and that his heart was healthy and strong. In the recovery period, Jim was not able to work, and the income from Tina's job supported the Grounds family, including several foster children in their care.
We had at least a minimum of 7 children in the home most of the time. So things were a little difficult financially, but through giving, always our needs were always met. Always food on the table, always transportation. Everything was always met. We never lacked for anything.
I was very rough around the edges. My dad raised us in a bar. That was just normal for us. And when I first got saved, it was almost a drive. God pretty much compelled me to spend all my waking time in the Word. If I wasn't at work, I was locked in a room. All I did was read the Word day and night.
So you all were learning the Word, and did you learn the principle of giving during that process too? Is that when you began tithing?
We began tithing then, and we learned some of the principle. But when we came to the meeting here, friends of ours brought us here to Kenneth Copeland, we learned to name the seed. And that's what really made a big difference. We started naming that seed that we planted for that harvest.
Jim and Tina started faithfully attending believers' conventions, and they grew in their knowledge of the Word and in their walk of faith. In 2006, they came to the Southwest meeting facing a serious financial situation. Tina had received a promotion at work with a significant pay raise, but through a clerical error during her first year in the position, she had been overpaid by more than $20,000.
When they discovered it, they said, "We want our money back." And we weren't in a financial position to do that anyway. And so they started taking the money back at 19.75% interest. This was the government. And they added that interest onto what we owed them.
So they started taking it at 25% of my paycheck every 2 weeks, and then I paid taxes on all of it. They did that for about a year and a half.
We gave an offering here, and we wrote on there supernatural debt cancellation. Gave that. We got home, and 3 weeks later, we got a letter in the mail that the debt was paid in full. Now, how God did that, it had to be God, because it was with the government, so it had to be God. And then it wasn't, 2 weeks later, we got another paid in full statement in the mail, off where we borrowed some money against her 401k, and it came back paid in full.
And so how has that prospered you? How have you all moved forward from that point?
We can believe for anything now. We know, you know, with the healing of my heart, I've also been healed of cancer, and then the prosperity that he sent our way since then, I promise you, it's increased our giving, because we know in giving that God gives back. God told us to be open 7 days a week, and we're going to feed people, like I said, 3 days a week. But he said no more excuses for people not making it to church. The doors are going to be open. And coming to the believers' conventions every year gets us excited and gets us going again. People in the church can't wait for us to come home, so for me to get back in the pulpit, because I get so fired up getting here. Because this is a renewing for us. It's not only a renewing, but a lot of times it's an awakening of new things in the Word that we see and that we take back. We want people to know and understand that God is real and He will meet your needs. When you give, He gives back. It's not just financially, because I've had miracles of healing. So it's physically and spiritually, because we've had spiritual growth going from glory to glory. And the people around you see what God's done. When they see Jesus in you and understand that He's real, it makes a difference in their life too.
Now that is abundant life. That is exactly what Jesus said. He said, I came that they would have life and have it more abundantly. What you saw Jim and Tina experience in their lives was abundance, not just financially and not just in their physical bodies, but in every area of life. You saw that the need they had was no small need, was it? So what did they do? They went to the Word. They found out the principles that govern these things, found out that they could get God involved in their giving, get God involved in their finances, and it changed everything. Supernatural debt cancellation, a healing of his body, restoration in every area. And now when you have a need in your life, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Go to the Word, find out what the Word says, do that, and watch God begin to turn everything around. This is what Jim and Tina did, and it worked for them, and God is no respecter of persons. What worked in others will work in you. Amen? Let me tell you about something brand new from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This is a brand new ministry material called Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last. This is the newest Lifeline kit by my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, this is something that like I just mentioned before, will begin to affect every area of your life, your marriage, your family, things at church, things at work. These, you don't go anywhere without relationship. You don't go anywhere without interaction with other people. And so that's why this particular kit deals with things like forgiveness and faith, singleness of heart. These are things that you can build your life on. And when you do, you find that nothing can stand against you. Inside this kit, you've got things like scriptures to read and stand on every day, a suggested reading plan for 10 days, faith in action cards, worship music, video teaching, a lot of things to equip you and to renew your mind about what God's Word says concerning our relationships. Start your journey and build relationships that last. You can order yours. I know it'll be a blessing to you. Now, in today's message, Gloria shared that you and I have got to stand on the Word of God. You have got to make a lifestyle out of living, walking, speaking by faith. And faith hangs on. Faith is not a quitter, and faith sees the answer coming, and that needs to be the way you and I live our life. Believe you receive when you pray, just like Jim and Tina did, just like so many others have done. Listen, this is very exciting. Tomorrow starts Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through the 7th, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. This is going to be an outstanding meeting. There's something to do for the entire family, and we want you and your whole family to be there. Now, if you can't make it to Fort Worth, you need to know that we are streaming these meetings live. Go to kcm.org, and all the information will be right there for you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. We want you to know that God loves you, we love you, and just like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395.